Welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
Amazing Grace. Well, usually about this time of year, when we get on toward the end of December, I shift my Bible study on the Beacon Broadcast from whatever book we're studying at the moment and take a few broadcasts to talk about the incarnation of Christ, to take up some of the texts that deal with that wonderful, wonderful reality that God became man, that Jesus came to fulfill the prophecies about the promised Messiah, that he came to offer himself as a sacrifice in the place of sinners, and all the wonderful elements of what we sometimes call the Christmas story. And when we say the word Christmas story, most often I think we are referring to the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem in a manger, but it's certainly more than that. That was what took place at the birth of Jesus, and those are wonderful details, but the birth is simply his way of coming into this world as a man so that he can fulfill all that was assigned to him by his heavenly Father, including his death upon the cross and his resurrection from the grave, and then so that he could ascend back to heaven with his mission accomplished. But this year I haven't moved to some of those well-known incarnation texts, because the prophecy of Malachi that we are studying at this time is dealing with the coming of Messiah. But as you know, if you've been listening the last two or three broadcasts, the prophecies that are talking about the coming of Messiah are not focusing upon these wonderful elements of his nativity and his teaching and his miracles and his long-suffering and his graciousness toward sinners, which all things are very, very true and need to be understood. But that's not all that needs to be understood, and sometimes we take those parts as if that is the whole, and therefore it is very important that we do look at texts like this one that talk about the fact that Messiah comes to judge. He not only comes to save, but he comes to judge. And so we'll continue our examination of these prophecies on this Friday, December 20. We're grateful that you are able to join us, and we're grateful for those whose financial gifts enable us. Thank you for your help. It's necessary. And please, will you consider a year-end gift for the Beacon Broadcast. The prophecy of his coming is in Malachi 3:1. Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. That speaks of John the Baptist. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. That speaks of Jesus the Christ. But now, what do we read about his coming? Verse 2. But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire, and like launderer's soap, and he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasant to the Lord, as in the days of old, as in former years. So here we learn that when Messiah comes, He comes to judge. And it is a very strong judgment, portrayed as being like a refiner's fire and a launderer's soap. The refiner's fire, with its intense heat, it's burning, it's smelting, it's separating, a heat that's so strong that it can separate ore from metal in this solution that is being heated in the pot. That's a pretty intense fire. And he's like a launderer's soap that is designed to dissolve and remove dirt, no matter how stubborn it may be. And these are the similes, the word pictures that are used to describe the coming of Messiah. And it goes on and enlarges and expands upon that. Messiah comes to judge, we're told in verse 2, with these two word pictures, and then Messiah comes to purify, we're told in verses 3 and 4. And now the refining word picture, the refining simile, is expanded. The launderer's soap simile drops out. And now there's only an emphasis upon the refiner. And so we read in verse 3, he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. Now, notice something. It's subtle, but it's important. The focus shifts from the fire to the refiner, the one who has kindled the fire, and the one who is doing the work, and the one who is controlling the process. Did you see that? In verse 2, but who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like what? A refiner's fire. In other words, a very intense fire. He is like a refiner's fire. That describes him. He's also like this very strong laundry soap. But now, when this same simile is examined more carefully, the focus shifts, and no longer are we talking about the fire, we're talking about the refiner himself. Verse 3, he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. So the emphasis has shifted from the element of judgment to the person who does the judging. That's the purpose for this shift. First, his coming is likened to a fire, a burning, consuming fire. That's a very suitable picture for judgment. And this is not the only place in the Bible when judgment is likened to a fire. But now the focus shifts from the fire to the person who is carrying out the process. In other words, from the element of judgment, namely fire, to the person who does the judging, the refiner himself. And in the same time, I think the focus shifts from primarily destruction to a picture of purification. When we're talking about fire, we're talking about a fire so intense that it is capable of burning anything in its path. A very suitable picture of judgment. But when we're talking about the refiner, then we're talking about the person who is doing what? He is separating. He is sifting. He is purifying. He is, the purpose for this fire is to heat the ore so hot that the metal is separated from the earth, from the rock in which the metal is found. And the refiner's work is to skim off the dross, skim off the dross. The fire is separating, and as the dross rises to the top, the refiner skims off the dross, skims off the dross. In other words, I say, the focus moves primarily from destruction to purification. In other words, when Messiah comes, there are two purposes in his coming. He is coming to destroy, but he's also coming to refine. And both of these purposes are combined together in one activity. This one activity has a dual purpose with dual results. The refiner sits over his kettle, and what does he do? The fire is doing the burning. The fire is doing the work of separating. And the refiner is the one who removes the dross, leaving the pure silver or gold behind. He's in the process of purifying, refining. But the same thing, the same process is being used to both bring judgment to the dross as well as refining to the silver or gold. And so this focus shifts from the heat of the oven to the process that brings about the purification, which requires skill. The refiner's skill, the refiner's attention is being examined here. First, he is like a refiner's fire when he comes, but then he will sit as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. And so the refiner's work requires skill. It requires careful attention. It requires time. But it results in benefit. He will purify. He will purge. Because he's bringing this silver or gold, whatever's in his pot, to greater and greater purity. And I think I mentioned in the broadcast yesterday that the process is complete when the refiner sees his face in the middle as he's looking into the pot. Now, there are so many things here that we can draw spiritual lessons from that it's almost too rich to know where to begin. But this is telling us that when the Messiah comes, yes, he will judge, but he will also purify. And the purification process can be called a judgment, but it's not the same kind of judgment. It judges for the purpose of refining. It judges for the purpose of making more valuable. It judges for the purpose of removing that which is worthless so that what remains is pure and valuable. And isn't this a wonderful picture of salvation, a wonderful picture of what Jesus Christ is coming to do, to purify sinners, to remove the dross, to make them valuable because of his work? And we're told that the refiner knows his job is done when he can see his face in the surface of the pot, in the metal, that has become refined sufficiently to reflect his face back. When will Christ know that his work is done with his people? It's when we reflect his image. We are being conformed to the image of God's Son. And when the Messiah sees his image in the lives of his people that he's been refining, then he will know that his work is done. Isn't that beautiful? A wonderful picture of the coming of Messiah. Until next week, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.